Jeff, this week we're starting off talking about news surrounding a plane crash. What can you tell us about this?
It's an unusual event, but there was a private plane that crashed at the Grand County Airport on Sunday night. We don't have many details, but Grand County Sheriff Frank Gomez did tell the Daily Press that around 8:43 p.m., a little Piper two- or four-seater plane crashed just east of the end of the main runway there. It got tangled up in a fence and lost a wing, suffered heavy damage. Two male occupants of the aircraft were transported to Gila Regional Medical Center with minor injuries.
I want to move on and talk about an ongoing story, and this has to do with the NM Cap entity and the NM Unit Fund dealing with money for eligible water projects in four southwestern counties in the state. What can you tell us about this recent update?
Last week, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed House Bill 200, the Water Trust Board Projects and New Mexico Unit Fund, statutorily establishing the New Mexico Water Trust Board in the advisory role for how about $80 million in water project funds should be spent in southwest New Mexico. Over the past, since last June, when the New Mexico Interstate Stream Commission decided to stop work on a diversion and stop funding a National Environmental Policy Act process related to a diversion project on the Gila River, the ISC and the New Mexico CAP entity had, in fits and starts, been working toward transforming the entity into an advisory group that is required by federal statute to be consulted with before any of that $80 million is spent. That was a process that was complicated by the New Mexico CAP entity, some of the members not wanting to give up pursuing surface water and a surface diversion. Generally, things were stalled on that front, and with the governor's signature, the 16-person Water Trust Board, which has experience vetting and prioritizing water projects around the state, is now officially the group that that is supposed to advise the New Mexico Interstate Stream Commission on how the New Mexico Unit Fund is spent. As far as the future of the New Mexico CAP entity, we will find out in May at the next meeting of the New Mexico Interstate Stream Commission whether or not commissioners are willing to approve an operational budget for the New Mexico CAP entity. According to the group's executive director, Anthony Gutierrez, despite the fact that the Water Trust Board is now statutorily the group that is supposed to be consulted with before this money is spent, he says there's nothing in the bill that prevents the ISC from consulting with the entity. So there is the idea that the entity could continue in some capacity or another. But Rolf Schmidt-Peterson, the director of the Interstate Stream Commission, told me that it's pretty clear in House Bill 2 that the Water Trust Board is the successor group that they are to consult with. So this may be the end of the line for the New Mexico CAP entity. We'll find out in May.
Okay, moving on to news of firefighters in the area preparing for fire season.
Listeners probably know there is a severe, actually extreme drought in this part of the state. It is dry. It's expected to be a hot year. State, federal, and local fire departments gathered for their annual collaborative meeting recently and reviewed their resources and their readiness. An education effort is underway by the Grant County, trying to get folks to make defensible space around their homes, particularly in areas of wildland-urban interface. And generally, Randy Villa, the fire manager for the county, did assure Grant County commissioners last week that the county is ready and preparedness level is high. He also reminded residents here who might be wanting to do a controlled burn on their own property, leaves, garbage, whatever they might burn, that it's important to notify central dispatch here that there's going to be a controlled burn, and also let the local volunteer fire department or whatever department is responsible for the area residents live in, let them know that you're going to do this. And he also said to remember, if that fire gets away from you, you are going to be responsible for paying for the response. So heads up to residents who might be thinking about having a burn on their property.
Thanks for the update, Jeff. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Anthony.